Hi there. The word for you today is, you're named in God's will. In Acts 20 verse 32, Paul says the word which can give you an inheritance. Linda Knox was in her 80s when she died of malnutrition in her Chicago apartment. Apparently she'd lost her sight and her mind had failed. Among her belongings, here's what they found. $171,000 in uncashed checks. $189,000 in works of art, $400,000 in jewels, and $52,000 in antiques. In all, she had an estate that was worth $822,000, and yet she died alone in poverty. And what's worse, she'd drawn up a will leaving these things to friends and family members. What happened? She failed to sign it or fight it with the courts, so it was never executed. And her beneficiaries were unaware of their inheritance. There's a lesson here for you. When Christ died and went back to heaven, he left a will, and you are named in it. You say, where can I find a copy of that? In God's Word. Romans 8:17, Paul says, you are an heir of God and a co-heir with Christ. Now, once the truth of that gets down into your soul, your attitude toward Bible reading will be revolutionized. Instead of spending mindless hours watching TV or just surfing the internet, you'll start doing what the Bible says, meditating day and night in the Scriptures. And as a result, Joshua 1 verse 8, you will prosper in all that you do. Now can you understand why David said, I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love? The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Peter the Apostle wrote 2 Peter 1 verse 3, his divine power has given us, listen to it, everything we need for life. He has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them we may participate in the divine nature. Hey, what more could you ask for?